I dreamed there was an Emperor Antony.
In this production of Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra, the actress playing the Egyptian queen delivers her lines with a distinct Caribbean accent.
His legs bestrid the ocean. His reared arm crested the world.
Instead of Egypt, this version is set in Saint-Domingue in the late 18th century, at the height of Haiti's fight for independence against the French.
And shake the orb, he was as rattling thunder.
The set is minimalist, the costumes unelaborate. The play chronicles the dying days of an ancient Roman triumvirate. And it's a collaboration between another mighty trio, England's Royal Shakespeare Company, New York's Public Theater, and Miami's own Gable Stage. That partnership might turn out to be a game-changer for local theater. And the only reason this production is here is because a Miami-raised playwright has as much chutzpah as talent.
This project came about mostly through trickery.
Actually, more like good-natured extortion. When Terrell McCraney was playwright in residence at the Royal Shakespeare Company, the artistic director asked him to do a bold reworking of Antony and Cleopatra.
And I sort of said, okay, well, I would love to do it, but only if we could do it in Miami.
While Royal Shakespeare was thinking it over, McCraney approached the Public Theater and Gable Stage. The three theaters banded together for this transatlantic production of Antony, radically edited and directed by McCraney.
But if there be, or ever were one such, it's past the size of dreaming.
Even before the show hit South Beach, it was already gaining Miami some serious theater cred.
It actually puts us on the map, on the international map in this case.
Miami-Dade Cultural Affairs Director Michael Spring says the production could also help revive the long-shuttered Coconut Grove Playhouse. A deal giving Miami-Dade County control of the state-owned playhouse was finally struck this week, after a years-long effort to clear out the theater's unsettled debt.
Our dream has been to have Gable Stage become the new presenting company at the Coconut Grove Playhouse, and that will elevate Gable Stage into the position of being our region's preeminent regional theater.
If South Florida chooses to support this kind of thing, I think we will have turned the corner and proven to a lot of people that we're ready for this kind of theater.
Gable Stage Artistic Director Joseph Adler says this production has the potential to do for Miami what the Steppenwolf Theater did for Chicago.
That means actors who will decide to move here, actors who are here who might decide to stay here. That means playwrights whose plays will be produced will stay here or move here. That's how a theater community grows. That's what happened in Chicago.
Terrell McCraney says that overseas, Miami is known more as a party city than a theater city. But
that's beginning to change a lot with its cultural cachet on the rise. Different visual art festivals and music festivals changing that. Hopefully we'll have a theater festival that does the same.
Know you what Caesar means to do with me?
I am loath to tell you what I would you knew.
I'm Christine DiMatte in Miami.
Lead me then, in triumph.
Madam, he will. I know it.